Welcome to the Midweek Focus. Ricky Klaverkamp here, losing my voice because of the winter, and I'm joined by Anna Sell, interim superintendent, or is it now permanent superintendent?
Permanent superintendent.
Permanent superintendent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talking today about the school board meeting on Tuesday morning. So what happened during the board meeting?
Okay, I'll give you a few updates, just touch some of the highlights. So our meeting was this morning at 7 a.m., one of the topics that we talked about that's probably forefront on our minds is the snow day that we have and when we're going to be making those up. I will be working with the principals and the staff members, and we'll be coming up with a plan and moving forward, and we'll let families know in plenty of time. Hopefully, we won't have to have any more storm days, but looking at today, a little bit worried.
Yeah, well, weather, hopefully it stays off. And looking at the forecast, it should stave off a little bit, but... Yeah, right now, a lot of snow.
A lot of snow and icy roads.
Yeah.
Icy roads. We're still in need of bus drivers. We're on the lookout for those. So if you're interested, please contact myself or Dave Erlin. We will provide the training for the bus drivers and we'll pay them along the process. But we are short a route driver and always in need of new bus drivers. So if you're interested in all, please give us a call and we'd love to talk to you about that. We're going to have a change in staffing. Katie Johnson, who is currently teaching 3rd, 4th, and 6th grade reading, will be moving to a special ed position for the second half of the year. She has a little bit of interest in special ed, and so this will give her a chance to try that out and see if that's something she'd like to stay in. And Donna Shear, one of our trusty subs that's always there for us, she will be moving into Katie's position and serving as a long-term sub for her for the second half of the year. So we feel very lucky that we filled those positions. Our school board was chosen to take part in the Be Legendary program through the state of North Dakota, which is a training for school boards, kind of some strategic planning within the school board. And we're going to be partnering with Richland Public School District and their superintendent to do this training together. Not exactly sure of the date and time, but sometime in January or February, we'll be spending a couple days together and doing some long-term strategic planning with that. We're opening up bus bids or bids for a new bus. We were able to get a grant, and we're going to open that up and see the costs of things are rising quickly. So we thought we better jump on that and get in on hopefully a price that, you know, is palatable to us and what we can fit in the budget.
And thus you need a new bus driver.
And thus we need another bus driver. Yes, they kind of go hand in hand, right? We had some 6th grade students that came and visited us with along with 3 of the teachers, and they presented on something called personalized learning plans. Those are plans that are created by students that inform teachers about how the kids like to learn and their best way that they feel that they learn, and gives kids voice, but it also gives teachers insight and builds relationships with the kids. So thank you to those 4 young ladies that came and also the 3 teachers, because it's pretty early in the morning for those kids to come.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember ever waking up before 7 o'clock. That was when I woke up for school all the time.
They were pretty chipper, and plus they wanted to give me some advice on calling storm days, so I appreciated that piece of it. They completed my superintendent evaluation. The evaluations are due twice a year, and actually today was the deadline, so they completed the superintendent evaluation, gave me some great feedback for moving forward, and they'll do that once again at the end of the school year. We're going to be opening up bids in the, I guess this is a future board meeting. We're going to, as everybody knows, or I think most people know, that this science room floors on the 3rd floor of our school need some support. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. So this year we had to remove all of the science lab tables because they were too heavy. And next year, this summer, we have to go through a restructuring process or project. And so we'll be opening up bids for that in the next few months, and also some possible window replacements. So, you know, maintaining our plant is a long-term issue, and you have to take care of it because our plant's almost 100 years old. So there's little things, you know, just like a home that we need to focus on.
Things break, things need to be replaced, yes. Things need to be fixed. It's all part of growing with a building.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so we want to take as good a care as we can and have it last another 100 years. One thing that I kind of wanted to point out from the meeting was, I don't know if everybody's heard, but the stoplight at the corner or the intersection of Main and Highway 1 is going to be removed by the Department of Transportation. They did a study, and they're going to be removing it. We've been reaching out to people that we know at the state, and we've been getting some help. And Chief O'Brien and the police department have also, along with the city, but it seems like it's pretty much a done deal. But we wanted to get the word out to the public that the school is vehemently opposed to it. And the school board made a statement this morning that they are opposed to the removal of that just for the fear and safety of our kids. And I realize that probably that light isn't super busy during the day, but there's two times a day when it is extremely busy with our kids, and the safety of our kids is top priority. So we are going to be taking some action and talking to our legislators and people at the state to tell them, you know, that we feel that this is a mistake to remove it, but it seems like it's a done deal, like I said earlier. So they are offering us some options. We don't know what those options are on the table, mm-hmm. but maybe some lights or a speed indicator of some kind. So we've got some ideas, but we want to make sure that the state works with us and helps us out, because we just feel the removal of it is wrong.
Safety, number one mm-hmm. priority here. And it's just something there to make people slow down or anything, because yes. it's needed with kids, yeah.
Yes, especially on that highway. It gets very busy, and there's a lot of truck traffic that comes yes. through. And again, like I said, not only do we have kids crossing there in the morning and the afternoon, but we have kids that go uptown, you know, during lunchtime, and we're just so close to that busy highway that we want to make sure our kids are as safe as possible. And again, I think people know about it in our community, and there might not be anything that we can do as far as removing it. But we want people to know that we are opposed to it, and I know the police are opposed to it, and the city's opposed to that removal, and kind of get that word out there.
Yeah, just something there, because if the light's not there, then you need something else, like blinking at people to say, there's yep. kids in the area.
Slow down school. We kind of like what's over in Gwinner, where they have, you know, if you pass through Gwinner, it's a 15-mile zone. Yeah. There's lights flashing, warning, you know, to slow down. So hopefully, if they have to get rid of the light, and that we can do something that will meet our threshold of what we feel would be safest for our mm-hmm. kids. That's about all I had from this afternoon. Oh, one other thing. Our school board approved a retention bonus for our classified staff, our support staff, which is our paras, our cooks, our bus drivers, our custodial staff. That is, a retention bonus will be based on their years of service, because they're highly valued, and they're the first people that greet our kids in the morning and the last ones at night. And we just are very thankful for what they do. So we are going to be offering them a bonus that we will be giving them in December, and the school board approved that this morning.
Good. And yeah, because support staff, always some of the unsung heroes in a school, the custodians, the cooks, everybody like that. Because teachers, yeah, they get love. Mm-hmm. You gotta give the cooks some love too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very thankful for it, and the board just wanted to reach that out and give that to the support staff that we have. If anybody's interested in watching the school board meetings, they are online. You can find them on our website. If you can't find it on the website, just give our front office a call. We'll give that to you. The agenda is on there. The minutes are on there. Again, like the video, the Zoom video is on there. And we also have school board packets that have information. If people are interested in that, they can also access that by giving us a call or contact Shannon Jepson, our business manager. It's all available because it's open records for them. And we want people to be involved in the local school board.
Perfect. Anna, thank you for joining me. Yes. PTO meeting tonight, right?
They did change that, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it's tonight? On Wednesday. All right. Thank you, yes. Mrs. Sell, for joining yep. me today. Mrs. Anna Sell, superintendent, permanent superintendent at Oaks Public Schools. We'll be back on the Midweek Focus.